Hello, welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. Today's episode is on measuring your life using return on investment, aka ROI. So guys, I am so excited to do this episode. It actually is inspired by a conversation I had with my sister just last night. Actually, she called me up. She was talking to me about some things in her life, and I thought, you know, I'm an older sister, so being an older sibling, you're always like, I don't know if any of you girls out there are older siblings, you know what I mean by this. It's just like you're used to offering and supporting and like looking after your little sister. And I thought, oh my goodness, I can just do a podcast on this. I'm sure there are so many girls out there or even guys out there that are going to listen to this. And this is literally advice that I give to my own sister. So I live by this myself, and I thought this is going to be a good podcast to do. And, you know, I'm all over the place at the moment, so I can only really do solo podcasts and they work the best. So I thought this is a good one whilst it's fresh. And basically with my sister, me and her are actually very different, but also very similar. We come from the same family, obviously, but the way we approach life is quite different. But she has an understanding, and she has a want to obviously improve like everybody, but there's some blockages and things and just things that she doesn't understand or she hasn't really thought about. And she asked me like how I make decisions, how I don't go back and forth, and how I'm like so decisive and clear on what I should be doing and things like that. So I was like trying to explain to her how I make decisions. First of all, I did a podcast on how to make long-term decisions, but then the day-to-day, like sort of the day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month processes and things that I do, like how I weigh up whether it's worth my time or not, or how I weigh up whether or not it's going to be beneficial for me, is by measuring my life with a return on investment. Like I'm looking for the highest return emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. So I have a standard that I've set based on what I know I'm capable of giving value back for, and also what I need to be happy, fulfilled, and whole in my life if I'm going to add other things into my world. So I'll break down what return on investment is. But first, before I forget this, you really have to know yourself. So it's really important that you take time out, whether it be every day or for a period of time, an extended period of time, to actually understand yourself. Because if you don't understand yourself, then you're just going to fall into all these things that you don't even know if are right for you. If you don't know what you love to do, you don't know what your passion is, you don't know what makes you tick, then it's going to be very hard to make long-term decisions, because at the end of the day, you don't even know what you want. So how's anybody or anything going to deliver and actually make you feel happy and like it's like where you can reach a place of contentment? I love how someone's just started doing drilling outside, so I'm going to have to move. But if you don't know yourself and you don't have that certainty within yourself, then finding the right things to deliver and be enough for you, because at the end of the day, yeah, you want to be striving and growing, but there's also got to be things in life that are enough and that you appreciate and cherish and that you are going to nurture, because otherwise you're always just looking for the next best thing. And there's so many people out there that do this and they're just like never satisfied. When you get to that point, like there's just something missing and you haven't quite understood what it is that's going to allow you to have your core fundamental life things as satisfactory. Like you can't just go through life like constantly chopping and changing and trying to upgrade every aspect of your life. Like it just means that people around you are going to be feeling insecure because you're always looking outside if something isn't meeting your needs or whatever, and you're not prepared to why is there so much noise? And you're not prepared to deal with it effectively and proactively. Like you sort of got to know and look at life like you're an investor rather than a shopper. And you need to find, if you're going to be adding people into that, you need to find people that also like mostly acquire and buy assets as part of their day-to-day living, because they understand when you're an asset and you, if you've worked on yourself to that level, then you, and you know it, then you're obviously going to be acquired by the best people, and people are going to trust you because they can see there's enough evidence to get them to feel secure, and for you to be confident as well to deliver. It's a mutual, it's a mutual exchange, basically, is what I'm looking for. If this is all a bit too advanced, then you can obviously re-listen to it, do some research. But basically, that's like the sort of like the overall overview, and I'm going to go into each part of it now. So when it comes to return on investment, what is it? So a return on investment is basically, if you give someone, let's just say you break down all your five pillars of health, right? And there is like your health and fitness, like what are you doing there to, and what are you choosing? Like who's your trainer? Is that the best trainer with the amount of money you can spend, with the time you can allocate to help you to get the best out of your training? Nutrition, do you want to hire someone there, or do you want to research and learn and give yourself the best nutrition in order to have optimal health and the body that you want? For example, there, you're going to have to spend X amount of money. Maybe it's going to be a bit more, and maybe you're going to have to put in a bit more time in order to get back out of it the body and the health that you want. So it doesn't just get handed to you, and nobody actually, unfortunately, gets blessed with luck there. It's actually like a thing that you have to weigh up, whether or not you're prepared to do that in order to give yourself back that. So it's going to require you to make an emotional, spiritual, financial, and time investment. But out of that, you are going to get what you want. So that's going to be great health, great clarity, amazing brain function, great energy, and a great physical body, and also performance. Like, it depends on also how far you want to take it and how deep you want to go into each pillar. But for me, I go into everything. I rip everything apart, and I'm like, I want the best out of every pillar, which is obviously an enormous investment from me. So there's not a lot of extra things outside of my five pillars that I can really deliver extra time and emotional energy into, because I've already established what it is that I need from each pillar, and that's already enough to do. Like, looking after yourself is already enough to do, which brings me to the next point. It comes into friendship and relationships, right? So many people, they can't actually deliver or meet their own needs for the other five pillars, because a lot of the time they are having unfulfilled or relationships that actually don't enhance their life. So when you're trying to get something out of somebody to deliver to you, you're basically choosing something that's not giving you a return on investment. And it's so important to know this, because if you have, it's just because we're biologically, we need to be connected to other people. So this usually is where people fall short. Either like they can't find the right partner, they're single and they're completely disconnected, or they're feeling like they are rejected all the time, where they're feeling like they don't get the, if they do have a partner, that the partner is not meeting their needs or isn't giving them what they require. And so basically, usually when you have to settle for friendships and relationships that don't make you feel good, it's because the other four pillars are in a deficit or lacking in some sort. Because if you had actually met your own needs through the other four pillars, you would know when another individual or a relationship is going to be a hit or miss and is giving you a return. When you're already fully whole by yourself, by meeting your needs, your financial needs, like your career, your passion, your health and fitness, your spiritual, mental, and emotional needs by yourself, and you know what those to do in all of those areas, then it's very easy to pick out who your best business partner is going to be, what their values are, what their morals are, how they approach challenge, what they're prepared to do, how they deal with conflicts, etc., and overall, like, what kind of character they have. And if you've already established yours, it's going to be really, really easy to figure out who's going to be an enhancement here. Because my mom always said to me, like, you know, there's sometimes when you will get in situations, even if you know all of this, where you truly believe in somebody else and you love them and you want them to be the best version of themselves. But unfortunately, like, people have to decide that for themselves. So I've learned the hard way in this situation, and there's nothing you can give, and there's no optimal way that you can live that can be transferred into somebody else if they don't want it for themselves. So you need to be really clear on whether or not a person has already like fulfilled or is at least trying to fulfill the other four pillars of their health, and they understand this. They understand where their downfalls are. They understand what they love to do. They understand their values. They have the emotional capacity to cope with challenges and overcome things, and they've got a drive that matches yours, because sometimes, you know, some people are just more driven than others, and that might not be how you want to live your life. And so it might be too intense for you to be around somebody that's way too driven. And it's then that you need to find somebody that matches your core energy frequency and your values and your morals and how you just want to do life, because not everybody wants to approach life in like the most like fast paced, like get the most out of it, try everything kind of way. Some people do just want to chill out, and that's fine. But it's really important to establish what it is and where it is that you sit on that, and if that's subject to change or not, because then you can actually figure out who's going to be the best friends, who's going to support you when you're not doing so well, and who you're going to be there for as well. Are you somebody that's too busy to have too many friends? Because for me, I know that if let's just say I had like 20 best friends, I know that my current lifestyle with my bodybuilding shows, with my business, with my relationship, things like that, I can't be there for everyone, right? I can only be there for like max around 5 people, because, and that means I can fully be there and I can fully give them the support that they probably need to the best of my ability, emotionally, financially, whatever it might be. And they can trust me there. But if I had like loads of acquaintances and loads of friends like DMing me, group chatting me all day, every day about stuff that I feel is just a waste of time or something I don't feel I can be there for, then I'm going to decline that amount because I know I just don't have the capacity. Whereas other people may not be as busy in other areas in their life, and that may be the most important thing to them. So having lots of friends and being there for them and having them be there for you may be one of the top priorities to you. And so it's really important to then find friends or a partner that's got that same mutual core value. Whereas for me, I'm like, I need only a few people in my life, and I need to be able to fulfill all my other pillars, and I need that space to achieve things in my life and do things like how I want to do them as if I was on my own. But if you're going to be in my life, you're going to be a choice. You're going to be someone that I cherish. You're going to be someone I really appreciate. I will be there like I am for all of my other four pillars, but that has to be minimal, right? So that's when I know I'm going to get a return on investment from those connections, because I already know myself. So when you figure out yourself first, you then need to like weigh up, okay, where are you getting a return? Is it the highest return on investment financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever? Is it the highest that it can be? Because at the end of the day, like if you're okay to settle with an okay return, you're like, well, yeah, it's kind of like meet and even, then that's fine. Some of my areas of health, it's just mutual exchange. And I feel like that's it. Relationships should be even. There should never be an imbalance with one giving more to the other. Yes, there will be times when you have to be more there for your friends or be more there for your partner, etc. But there has to be like a mutual even split, I feel, because otherwise one, like it just doesn't work. Like no human wants to feel above or below the other one, or undervalued, overvalued, dismissed, or anything like that. Those are all detrimental to your actual other four pillars of health. So you need to be very clear on what it is. And you also need to be accepting that like some people actually don't want to understand this and they don't want to give that. They go through life like sort of, it's actually really interesting. But even if like you have yes people around you, because let's just say you're successful or you're a big influencer or you've got a lot of money or something, it's really easy to get a lot of people that will just like obey and live with you and do things with you, and like they'll want to date you and they'll want to be friends with you and stuff like that. But if you're not respecting them back and giving them that, like, because the way that I see my connections is like we're two important people. It doesn't matter what we've achieved or what we've accomplished or what we've acquired. But if we're going to have like a emotional or physical or you know, a proper relationship of any sort, then we've got to be even here. Like, there's got to be a mutual understanding, and we've both got to feel like the what's required for a relationship and a connection is going to be delivering the returns that we each need, and that's understood from the get-go. Because if it's not, it won't be a good and meaningful, and it won't aid or enhance your life. It will actually start to drain you over time, and it will start to drain the other person. So it's really important not to just think of yourself in the five pillars of health. You've got to actually think about who's involved in that as well, whether it also be your business partner. There's a lot of people that like get into these situations with business partners. They get really messed around and stuff. But to be fair, like, when you actually trace it all the way back, it's because you've run before you could walk a lot of the time. You've jumped into a situation with someone, and the key things to ask before you actually made the commitment to, you know, proceed with something and to understand about this person is, like, I know them maybe because we go for coffee every day and we both shared an idea that we wanted to develop together. But within that idea, for example, there comes a lot of different things, especially if the business takes off or is failing. When the challenge or the success hits, people are going to be in situations together they haven't been in together. So then you're going to find this stuff and you're just shocked about this person, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they did this to me, or my business partner fucked me up, now we're in court, my business partner stole all the money, or whatever it might be. There's like millions of things, and it happens all the time. But to be honest, like, if you don't know yourself and you don't know what you're looking for in a person, and you don't understand, you don't establish your character, your core values, and you don't know how you are going to operate, then asking the right questions to people before you get involved with them is going to be difficult, because you don't even know how you would act. So sorry, but when people fuck you over, like, why are you, and you accept it, and you then feel betrayed, and you then feel like this is an unsatisfactory relationship or connection or business partnership, you need to really peel back how this actually happened, and you'll understand that usually it comes down to you not knowing what you would do either. So pointing the finger out and blaming somebody is actually really just, it means there's a lot of work for you to do, because your decisions at the end of the day lead to your outcomes. Like, it's up to you to accept it when somebody treats you badly. It's up to you to establish whether or not going into a partnership, signing contracts and things is actually, like, yeah, things can go wrong even if everything is right, but you need to actually have all of that clear. You can't just, like, get people to guess as well what's on your mind, and you can't be afraid to say things up front, because the sooner somebody understands you and gets you, the sooner they can actually also make a decision about you. Like, because you might have everything that you believe, and you might have established a level of growth that you want and you believe is, like, the best way to live life. Somebody else might have a completely different idea on what that is. But just because you guys get along and like each other in one or two aspects does not mean that that is going to be the right partnership. So when it comes down to your return on investment and living life and making decisions, you need to address your five pillars. You need to do this by yourself, and you need to actually uncover and also, like, you need to think. Like, it's like, it's so, like, I know that it's crazy, but people are distracted, and so they don't even think for themselves. Like, they just, like, online all day, and they don't even really, like, you're just filling your mind with, like, all this stuff that has absolutely no, like, it's like so unproductive. And, like, then people are always, like, asking, like, even my sister, she's like, how do you do this in, like, a year, or how did you turn that around in, like, a few months? And, like, it's because I literally don't distract myself. Like, I take the time out, I'm honest with myself, I'm like, okay, these are my downfalls, these are my weak points, these are things that I shouldn't have done this, or I should have done that, why did I do this? I address myself, and then I, like, go, okay, like, I need to, if I want to have this become successful, this pillar of my health, and I want the highest return out of it, who do I need to be to be able to withdraw that value? And what kind of, or if it's my business, how can I beat my competitors? I look at all their products, and how can I add more value so that I can charge more for that service and overall have less volume, I guess, in terms of customers, depending on the business. and you know, a less of a headache, especially in the start. But how can I just deliver more for a higher rate? So basically, how can I deliver a better return for them and a better exchange? And that's what I'm always looking for in my relationships, in my friendships, everything. And so when it gets to the point where you've established what you need and what you want, and you've addressed your five pillars and things, it's then you've got to actually go out and you've got to take action, and you've got to hunt down like what it is that you're going to allow into your world. Because for honestly, 80% of life, like, you're enough. You don't need really very many people or anything, but it's that 20% where we are better together. But it has to be the right together. And I think this is why so many people like get married and they've never asked their partners, like there's going to be a list of questions that I ask my partner if I'm marrying them, because you need to like know certain things that people are too scared to ask. And if you're too scared to ask these things, and you're actually going to make a commitment and then potentially I don't know, like, feel like betrayal or something. Nobody's really betrayed you if you haven't really crossed this off before you've jumped in. And yeah, you can forget questions, and yeah, you can just assume that something wouldn't happen, but you should never assume anything, because at the end of the day, everyone's individual. Everyone has completely different wants, needs, perceived ideas, actual ideas, fantasies, things. You need to actually know that, and the people that you involve into your world need to feel 100% comfortable to share these things with you. And the truth is, you're not going to agree or like every answer, but you need to then weigh up the opportunity cost of whether or not it's going to be detrimental or something you can work through and work around and make everyone feel like, yeah, this is actually, we can work this through, we can do it. And you have enough from anything else that you're going to add into your world that actually still enhances your life, despite the couple of things that may, you know, make that thing or people fall short. The other thing is, when you are expecting high returns, you can't respect, you also have to take some losses there. It's unrealistic to think that everything's going to work out for you in your favor at all times. During the times when you meet situations, challenges, or people that do not fulfill your needs, you actually have to pick one or two things. And you need to either figure out whether or not the return is able to increase and get better. There's some problems that need to be fixed, but you believe that it's worth doing it, or you need to exit as soon as you can and move to the thing that's going to fulfill that need. And you need to change the strategy. You need to keep the goal, but you need to change either the person or the idea or the business or the ad or whatever it is to enable yourself to get the highest return. And that is something that I guess you get better with over time. It's like something you have to practice. But basically, like, when it comes to life, like, you do have to think like a CEO, because if you don't, then honestly, like, you just drift into situations and it's never any good for anyone. Like, even with relationships, like I said, if you're gonna have to undervalue yourself to keep a partner around because they've got money or they are a bikini model or whatever, and they make you look good, or they give you something that you can't get for yourself, it doesn't really matter, because these kinds of friendships where you're basically like, what is it, leeching off someone, or someone's leeching off you for something that isn't authentic and pure, it ends up, one, making one person feel like used. People just pick up on the vibe. But it also, like, it lowers your own self-esteem and self-worth. Like, when you know that somebody is mistreating you or isn't giving you the proper, full, authentic love, and you know that they're not fully in there, and you know that they're not doing the best thing by you, and they don't really care about you as much as what you deserve, over time, you know, you don't want to be that girl that accepts the guy back that's going to just come back when he, for example, like, gets rejected by somebody else, and then he comes running back to you, or when he is lonely and he comes texting you saying he loves you and things. Like, being that girl is the one that needs to work on herself. There's nothing wrong with falling into that trap, but it's something wrong if you keep doing it to yourself. Like, there's some part of you that is, you know, feeling inadequate because nobody would accept that. Like, it's like, if I did that to someone, for example, if I broke up with my ex and then I went out thinking the grass was greener on the other side, I had some guys lined up and didn't work out, and so I'm like, fuck, that didn't work out, now I need someone because I'm feeling down and sad, and I go running back to someone I know will take me back at any day, then I know that eventually that's going to feel really, it's going to feel actually worse for both people, because one, the other partner knows there's something up, right? Like, they will always know. They won't know what it is that's up, but they'll know something's up. They'll know it's like, this wasn't, you didn't really come back because you missed me and loved me. You came back for another reason that you don't want to tell me. And if I did that to someone else as well, I would probably have a lot of guilt, and the reality of why I did it would end up starting to come to the surface over time, whether it be a few days, months, or even a year. And then life just starts to become feeling again unfulfilled, because you didn't resolve it and you didn't actually establish what it is that you really want, and you're not getting the returns out of it. So one of the most important things is, when you make decisions, when you've established what you want, is to not look back for anything. There are going to be periods when, especially if you have to leave go of friendships that you're used to doing, let's just say dinner with the girls on Friday night, but those girls are bringing you into situations around people and involving you in drama that you just don't want to deal with. So yeah, you may have to lose doing those things, and you know, you're probably not going to replace the exact good things that you did, the fun travel memories that you had, etc. And you're probably not going to have some of the contacts, whatever it might be, that you guys did together. But you save yourself the drama, you save yourself the possibility of just getting looped in and stuck in situations and around people that you know you don't want to be a part of, because you know it's not good for your reputation, you know it's not good for you overall, and you know it just doesn't align. And so it's then that you need to make that cut-off decision and not look back. Like, it doesn't matter, I've had I've had girls that I've cut off that I just didn't want anything to do with, that I did when I wasn't in the best place, I didn't really care at a certain point who I was around. And it was because I was not in a good place myself. So I honestly didn't care. And it wasn't until I like actually had to go, okay, Debbie, like, pull it together. You've got to get yourself back on track. You've got to get yourself back to normal and baseline. And then you've got to start building back up like what you want. Reestablish, replan, refocus. Look at your return on investments and everything. And literally start gunning for where you know you should be. So yeah, if you've got into a bad situation in life and, you know, you've ended up hanging out with people that you know aren't good for you, then you have to cut those cords off. And I had one girl in particular who literally just made, like, we were so unaligned that when I finally cut the cord, I didn't know how to do it. I wanted to do it for a while. And basically, she just didn't take it well. Like, I couldn't understand why, though, because at the end of the day, like, we really are not compatible as friends. And like, we have no shared goals, no shared interests. We do not think alike. I actually don't even know. I think, oh yeah, we only really were friends because our exes were friends, best friends. And so it was more like a hangout thing. But as I got, like, you know, the more you see someone, the kind of closer and more interacted and the more you know them. And I started to feel like I need to get away from this because we were seeing each other too much. And then I just thought, like, I can't be around this. Like, once I knew more about her, and then once I started to see her in challenge, when I started to see the amount of drama, then I started to observe her in other friendships and her relationships. And I'm not being judgmental. You can do whatever you want, but I don't want to see this and I don't want to be a part of it if I don't align with it. And it was just then it got to the point where I was, you know, ended up doing it. And she just went berserk at me. Like, she's like, why are you doing this? Like, I miss you. Like, and it, like, honestly, it felt like a breakup to her. But in my eyes, I was like, but we are just not, like, you actually, like, you drain me. And like, it wasn't that I gave her enough mental energy to actually stop me from doing my goals, but every time I'd see her name pop up, I'd just be like, oh my God, I just get a feeling like I don't want to be in this friendship. I don't want to see her name. I just, like, me and her are just not right, like, to be friends. I don't want her mentioning my name to people. I don't want people knowing that I'm friends with her. There was just a whole bunch of things. And it came down to core values. It came down to us not having the same core values, not having the same character, not believing in the same things, not being able to communicate, not having any sort of, like, there was no even split there. And I honestly feel like she hated to see me do well. Like, she never congratulated any of my achievements. She would only come to things like if it was my birthday or if it was like a trip to celebrate something or if it was my show, for example. She didn't even want to come to my show to support me. She wanted to come to the Gold Coast so that we could all go out. She wanted to come after my show so she could make her boyfriend jealous and party. Like, I just thought, why? Like at the end of the day, you're coming up here. My other friends are here to support and celebrate the show that I just spent like ages working on, and somehow she made it about her making her boyfriend jealous, and just like she just dismissed everything. That it was just like the worst like situation for a friendship I've ever been in. And then when I tried to explain it, she would just be like, this is how all my friends are. And then I was like, okay, well, like, I'm out of this. And then, you know, you just need to really like be true to yourself, honestly, in this life. And you can stand alone for a bit as well, guys. It's actually a good thing, especially if you're trying to establish and become a better all-rounded person. There's literally tons of audiobooks, podcasts, like all this stuff you can be listening to and filling your mind with and actually genuinely getting ahead. Like, whilst all these people are fighting with each other and trying to get one up on each other and making their toxic boyfriends and relationships jealous, I'm building my empire. I'm listening to books. I'm educating. I'm genuinely doing that. And that's what you want to be doing. Because once you're finished and once you get out of all of those toxic situations, connections, things that are not meeting your needs, not giving you a return, you are actually freeing up all that time. And then you can establish what you want. Then life gets exciting. And guess what happens? The assets, people see that, that you don't even have to say anything. They just know it. Like, people that are also on that page, they will come for you. They'll come and get you. They'll take you straight off the market, whether you're looking for a partner. And you don't even really have to do that much. Like, they'll just connect with you. Because when you put in the work, the conversations that you want to have, and also people that have put in the work for themselves want to have, are completely different. The things you talk about, the level of depth, the excitement, the energy, the whole frequency is completely different. That's when you enter the realm of where life starts to get really good. And to have that life to get really good, you have to make those tough decisions. But first, those decisions, they have to come from you knowing you. And then the second fundamental part of that is to establish where you're getting returns and where you're not. And where you're getting returns, I always first of all focus on nurturing and improving where I am getting returns, and I slowly start increasing the value of the other pillars, just little by little. You don't want to, it's not going to be an overnight thing, but you know, you want to cut, like, distance yourself from people, then cut them off, or, you know, whatever it might be, because you really don't need a lot of people. You actually need less people, because the more you're doing, the more whole you are, the more fulfilled you are, the less people you can accommodate. Because to actually be the best version of yourself, it requires a major investment, major time investment, major thought investment. Like, you're constantly creating in your mind. So if you're not able to tap into your creative brain because you're so caught up in logical drama that's taking up your brain power, you can't keep creating. You can't keep visualizing, because you're stuck in loops of problems. And that's caused by something that's lacking in areas of your five pillars. So you need to, like, slowly remove yourself, slowly give them more, they need to become more and more insignificant. And you need to be very clear when you are inviting people into your world, because you've established this foundation, because you've got everything together. Obviously not everything together, no one's perfect, but because you're doing the most you can, then you can start looking at who to bring in. Then you can start looking at what friends to spend the most time with. Then you can start counting on people to be there and to understand what it requires to achieve certain things in life. And you'll feel the same when they do it. And it's just an all around, it's just way better. So take time out, guys. Look for returns on investment, and don't be afraid to do the right thing for yourself, because this is the advice that I give to my sister. This is the advice I'll give to my children. These are, you get one life. Like, you are the most important person in your life. Like, if you are not going to cherish yourself, nobody else will. Like, seriously, nobody else is going to cherish somebody that doesn't even care about themselves, because there's a reason you don't care about yourself, and you need to find that reason. So lift your standards higher. Like, it's not just like because you want to be better than anyone, it's because you appreciate your life. You're actually grateful for your existence, and there you're going to find people that you're also grateful for and you also cherish and that actually mean a lot to you. And that's a core energy that really brings life up to a whole other level. So I hope you guys like this podcast. I hope it made sense, and I hope it really allows you to make better choices going into 2023. Start planning now, guys. Put it on paper, and yeah, start making those big, tough leaps, because it's freaking worth it.